there was confusion as to whether it was the responsibility of Communications Minister Pat Rabbit or the Minister for Children, Frances Fitzgerald. It's clearly the responsibility of Frances Fitzgerald. The ISPCC have been in touch with us. They are very anxious to be recognised as the competent host agency to provide this particular service. But as of now, nothing has happened. And that's the reason that the Commission is getting angry and threatening that unless Ireland introduces it immediately and abides by the directive, that they're going to take proceedings against Ireland in the European Court of Justice.
So we have a body who's willing to take on the job, namely the ISPCC. We have a Minister for Children. What appears to be missing here is something in the region of less than €500,000.
Frances Fitzgerald, when we got in touch with the department, she estimated that the hotline would cost €120,000 to set up and an additional €80,000 to run it on an annual basis, which really is a pittance. You're talking about a total of €200,000. So what I'm doing at this stage is I'm bringing the matter to the attention of my friend and neighbour, the Taoiseach de Kinnaird, because really and truly, we don't want to be again exposed as a country that's very lethargic in terms of introducing directives and good directives in this particular case, which is all done and all in place, and to provide a service for missing children so that all the services can be alerted within hours. It's working in other countries, and yet we are the ones that haven't implemented it. So it's simply not good enough.